We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just because some rioters have done damage and violence and things like that, Lee, we cannot lump them all in with the rest.
No, of course not.
However, the opposite standard must be applied to police. They're all bad.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's what we're told.
All of them are bad. If you put a uniform on, you ergo are a racist. And should be wiped from the public square. We cannot see you. You must be erased.
I got a question. Does that include those who are black and blue?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
No, we know that from this week because the Fox News has done an analysis of the coverage given to the murder this week of black people. Two black officers, one retired, one not. And they mainstream networks spent a total of 5 minutes of coverage on that combined. So their lives do not matter. And we know that for a fact. They just absolutely do not matter. That compares to 700 minutes of coverage of the protesters, of the 700 minutes of coverage of Mr. Floyd. And the video of him. I'm sure as that officer lie, former officers, former captain lie dying while being live streamed on Facebook, because that's what we do now. We murder people and we live stream their murder on Facebook. I'm sure that was painful too. But no one cares. There is absolutely no interest whatsoever in who tried to kill him. Mainstream media does not care. Broadcast networks as Fox News spent over 700 minutes on the George Floyd, the really horrific video of the foot on the neck. I get why that got attention. I am still absolutely flabbergasted that you can murder a 77-year-old elderly black man who is a former police captain and live stream the murder on Facebook. And that does not warrant coverage. And again, you and I talked about this on a regular day, right, in America. There was nothing political going on. I mean, if you live stream the murder of somebody on Facebook, an elderly person.
Yeah, that would break the internet.
Break the internet. And again, we know it did because in 2016, a group of kids did it. They tortured a mentally disabled guy on Facebook for kicks, live streamed it. 3 days of media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But you can murder an elderly black gentleman. We don't know who did it. Was it a racist? Is that person racist? You know what we'll do here? Let's just presume that person was racist, right? Isn't that what we do now?
Pretty much.
Let's just presume it was a racist person. We just assume, because why not, right? And and nobody cares. Newsbusters clocked 710 minutes of protest coverage from the morning and evening programs of ABC, CBS, NBC between May 28th and June 3rd. ABC spent 200 minutes of coverage divided between Good Morning America and World News Tonight, and they go on and list for the others. However, between the coverage from the three networks, just 5 minutes total was dedicated to the lives taken by the violence that took place in various cities.
And that's around across all the other networks.
All the networks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes.
ABC, CBS, and NBC total. 5 minutes on riot deaths. And again, the two officers that have been killed were black. They were black.
I
can't wrap my mind around it. I can't. mean, yes, we were all horrified by the video of the foot on the neck of George Floyd, but my God, it's terrifying and horrifying to watch a white van roll up and the sides already, the side panel has already been slid back or removed or whatever. And there is a guy with a high caliber weapon who looks like an assassin, and he opens fire on a uniformed black Homeland Security police officer. They have a police force that they deploy. This was in Oakland, California, to oversee federal buildings. They're across the country.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're here in Greenville. They're everywhere now.
I mean, that video is shocking. He looks like an assassin. His face is covered. It's horrifying. I can't imagine having that be the last thing you see. And again, I want to know, was that guy white? Was he black? What was his ideology? Was he a racist? He killed a black man in cold blood. We should assume he was a racist, right? That's what we do now in America before we burn cities down. No curiosity. It's a local story. It's a local story. NBC had the most total coverage of the murders, including the murder of 77-year-old retired police captain David Dorn, who made the mistake of standing in between looters and a pawn shop while he was executed. And he was the one who was live-streamed his death on Facebook in St. Louis. Attempting to protect a friend's business. See, you don't do that in America. You don't do that. Your life doesn't matter if you do that. NBC had the most coverage total, clocking in at 2 minutes and 12 seconds total. ABC spent 1 minute and 31 seconds, and CBS had only 61 seconds of coverage. Again, that compares to a total of 710 minutes of coverage of George Floyd's death and the protest. The deaths of 53-year-old federal security officer David Patrick Underwood. He was black. He was shot and killed in Oakland. He was the one with the assassin in that freaky white van. I'll never forget it as long as I live. The video is terrifying. While protecting a courthouse, 38-year-old Mr. Indianapolis Chris Beauty were glossed over or were ignored outright by the broadcast networks. So, I think we need to go with the slogan, some Black Lives Matter, and others we just don't talk about.
It's apparently where we are.
And you know what this means? This means if you stand in between looters and rioters and your friend's business and you are black, your life no longer counts. However, if you were to join the looters and smash your way into the business, your life counts. Depends on you.
Oh, what was the statement we had from someone, I think it was on MSNBC, where crimes that involve the loss of property don't matter?
Was that the one, Nicole Hannah-Jones, New York
Maybe
Times?
Maybe that's who it was, yeah.
Yeah, if you turn the audio on, Chris, I'll play it real quick. Nicole Hannah-Jones, New York Times, explained that destroying property is not violence.
Destroying property which can be replaced is not violence.
Okay. That's from the New York Times.
That is stunning.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning.
That is stunning. And that's so if you own any real property, if you own any vehicle, a boat, motorcycle, moped, and somebody destroys it or steals it, that's not considered a violent act.
Even if you're black. This is a New York, this is a black woman. She is a part owner of a store, and she was caught on video talking to rioters and protesters, screaming at them as she cleaned up what was left of her store. It had been completely looted and smashed. Let's see how she feels.
You said Black Lives Matter.
How did you say that?
I've worked here part-time. Plus, I'm a part owner of this store. You said Black Lives Matter. Why don't you choke me? I'm black.
Tell him, sister.
Look what you did to my store.
Tell him, sister.
Look what you did to my store.
Tell him, sister. That's my, because I got their back. These are my things right here. Good
look
men.
Look at the things you've done.
Good men.
Look.
The Black Lives Matter.
We've been here all night cleaning up. All night cleaning.
And you got black people standing right here with them. Black
tell
people.
Tell me.
That's right.
Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
You lied. You wanted to loot the store. You needed money. Get a job like I do. Stop stealing. This is the neighborhood. We're trying to build it up, and you tearing it down. What's your...
See, I bet you, if you wanted to, you could go street to street to street, many black-owned businesses, and ask them what they think.
Yeah,
I bet you could. I could bet you could do 100 interviews just like that with black business owners if you wanted to.
Yeah,
because they're out there, but nobody wants to hear what they have to say. In fact, there's almost this sort of racist paradigm I've noticed that it is assumed by the media if you own a business, you couldn't possibly be black. You must be white and therefore don't deserve to be heard.
Gee, that sort of sounds like a certain vice president I've heard of.
Yeah. Joe Biden. But again, I mean, we began the week this week talking about, I mean, the video that gave me chills, and it was a whole street full of black business owners, every business on the block owned by black people, standing out there in bulletproof vests. With weapons defending their stores. And it was the most peaceful street. There were no loot. There was no looters. There were no rioters. There was no smashed glass, and nothing was torn down, broken, or burning. Just peace. Why aren't we talking to them? See how they feel. What are their economic prospects right now? Customers going to come find them? Or is it too risky? Media doesn't care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes from the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, during these heated times, I must remind folks, because I read the text line does not mean I agree with it all the time. It's a forum for you to respond and take part. The text line is 71307. Texter writes, I got an email from Uber yesterday saying that they are offering discounted rides to black-owned restaurants and free delivery because black lives matter. I responded that all lives matter. And they are discriminating against all other minority and white-owned restaurants. I deleted my Uber app. That's fine. I got the same. Actually, it's funny. It's right before the show I got that. Because I used Uber a couple times when I was in D.C. Yeah, I unsubscribed from the email and deleted the app myself. Texter writes, keep pointing out the left's hypocrisy. That'll show them. Never mind. The virus, this is a coup, and the virus lockdown was a test to see if normal people would go along with it. Too many useless voices with too much volume on the right. Another texter writes, I suppose destroying property that can be replaced could fall into the plans of the Green New Deal, new sustainable material, good grief. Another texter writes, insurance won't pay for a lot of it. Another texter writes, the most disturbing thing about all this is the coordination. Another texter writes, where did this go? Where'd it go? Tara, love the historical background to support what you present. It's refreshing to hear someone that actually reads nowadays instead of merely accepting what they hear from the mainstream media. Another texter writes, just wondering what happened to sheltering in place, Corona Task Team. Lost so many jobs, it's disgusting. These people need to be held accountable for ruining so many lives. You know, and if you're looking this morning, right? CNN. Headline. So it might be true. You never know. It's CNN. Nearly 43 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits during the pandemic. Wow. Can't even wrap my mind around that. That's as of yesterday. Nearly 43 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits during the pandemic. For 11 weeks in a row, jobless claims have been in the millions each week. Each week brings another couple million jobless claims. It was actually down to 1.9 million this past week. So we're down below two. That's good. 2 million. We were running 7 million a week for a while, but now we're down to a little below two. But, you know, million jobs, 5 million jobs, who cares? Anyway, for 11 weeks in a row, jobless claims have been in the millions. CNN writes, before the pandemic, the Labor Department had never recorded a single week of jobless claims over a million. I can't wrap my mind around all this. It's just so hard. And we were told we were saving lives. We were told if we wanted to go to work, we were murderous. We were told if we wanted to go into the big box hardware store and buy seeds, because it helps us afford our vegetables all year, that we were murderers. And the seed section was closed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So it's shocking to see, given that, you know, 43 million people are now without a job, these same leftist governors out in the street, ignoring social distancing, elbow to elbow with protesters marching along. And it's got people all over the country asking, why was my job destroyed? I can't pay my mortgage. Benefits end in the last day of July. Why? Why did I socially distance? I mean, folks, one of the most stunning things I've seen this week is Governor Roy Cooper, literally Democrat governor of North Carolina, literally said we cannot have the RNC convention in North Carolina. Too dangerous. There'd be no social distancing. In the same afternoon, he walked out the door and marched with no social distancing with protesters. With absolutely not a thought in the world for how that would look to people who no longer have businesses or jobs because they were destroyed for the public good. Anything to keep social distancing in place because that saves lives. And then the same governors go right out the door. No social distancing, marching down the street. Same afternoon in the case of Cooper. Stunning visual. Which means, folks, they never really believed it. They never really meant it. They're not even personally afraid of COVID-19. You know why? Because they know it's a red herring. For the vast majority of the population, except the elderly, it's less dangerous than the flu. Most of America right now, folks, is glued to the rioting and the protesting and the looting and the story and all that. So they're missing much bigger news. And it is much bigger. Next time some fool on Facebook tells you Trump's a Russian agent, Russia colluded. Russia colluded with Trump to steal the election. Let's see if I could do some more. They're all fake. Russia interfered in the election. Nope, debunked. It's all been debunked over the last 3 weeks. And it was just a story, it would be one thing. But it is the biggest, it was the biggest story in this country for 3.5 years, from the middle of 2016 to the middle of 2019. It was reported as fact by the mainstream media. And the optics sure looked factual. I mean, here you had the Department of Justice, man. They were launched an investigation after investigation into Trump, and it must be bad. In the last 3 weeks, it's all fallen apart. It's awfully convenient, all these much, you know, these stories that are being hyped that distracted the American public from that. So when your friends on Facebook tell you, no, right, Trump's a Russian agent, man, he stole the election. No, he didn't. Russia interfered. No, they didn't. Debunked. The only evidence that ever existed that that happened was the word of a guy with CrowdStrike, the CEO, who was paid by the Democrat Party to investigate their server. Our law enforcement has never seen their server, never laid hands on it. We have no idea who hacked that server. And we learn, I want to remind you of this, in the last couple of weeks, that the CEO of CrowdStrike, the only person who's ever seen that server, CrowdStrike, has no idea if that server was hacked by anybody, Russian or not Russian. And he testified to that under oath before Congress. That is a bombshell. That is a mind-blowing bombshell. Wait, you have no proof that the DNC server was hacked? Because when they say the Russians hacked our election, that's what they're talking about. When they say the Russians interfere with our election, that's what they're talking about. CEO testified under oath. Nope. No, we could not prove there was a hacking. We don't have the data for that. Well, how do you know it was Russian then if you don't even know if it was a hacking? Well, it looked like what Russia would do, but you just said you don't know if there was a hacking. How will you know if it was Russia or China or whoever? Well, we just felt that way. No proof, folks. It went poof, and it all disappeared. Well, but there was those investigations. There was Mueller and DOJ investigated. Head of the DOJ just admitted this week he wouldn't have investigated Trump if he'd known then what he knows now. Of course, we know he knew then what he knows now. He's a big fat liar. And why, you can tell your troll friends online, why did Rod Rosenstein tell Senator Lindsey Graham? Rod Rosenstein was the acting director of the DOJ. He would not have investigated. Because it kind of turns out there was no evidence. No evidence of what? Russian interference or Trump collusion? There was no evidence? No, there never was. It was all a farce. The same media that's spinning lines to you today. What are we on? COVID? Riots? It's white supremacists burning stuff down, not Antifa? Those people. Yeah, those people who told you for 3.5 years that all that happened? Fake. It was the biggest news story in America, and it was fake. And it fell apart before the public this week, and nobody knows. I'll play you the clip. This is a stunning clip in which Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the guy who signed the FISA warrants under penalty of perjury, that he had verified the information in them, admitted that he perjured himself. He lied to the FISA court with those signatures under oath this week. Wait, that means he committed perjury. Mm-hmm. That means he admitted to Congress under oath he committed perjury. Yeah, pretty much. That okay? No, it's not okay. It's the biggest story this week, and it's getting no attention. That's why. This is embarrassing for the mainstream media. They need you to keep thinking they tell the truth. They don't. Here's Lindsey Graham grilling acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. He was actually the deputy attorney general at the time, but he was acting because Rip Van Sessions went to sleep. Here you go.
Have you looked at the Horowitz report?
Yes, I have. I have it with me, Senator.
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not.
And the reason you wouldn't have is because Mr. Horowitz found that exculpatory information was withheld from the court. Is that correct?
Among other reasons, yes.
Yeah, and somebody actually altered an email.
Correct.
Right. So there were 17 violations that Mr. Horowitz found, but I can't stress enough to the country that he found the most egregious of all. The dossier was the only reason the Carter Page warrant was issued to begin with. And in January 2017, the man who provided Steele with all the information told the FBI it was a bunch of garbage and they used it twice more. What kind of country is this? What happens to people who do that? Did you know that? You didn't know that, did you?
No, sir.
Says the guy who just admitted lying to the FISA court under oath. Of course he's still lying. All he does is lie. That is a stunning 1 minute clip. You wouldn't have signed the FISA warrant. The FISA warrant kicked off the spying on Carter Page members. A two-jump warrant. It allowed them to spy on Trump, his campaign, everyone affiliated with the campaign. They think with the two jumps, probably most members of Congress who are Republican. You wouldn't have signed it? No. Well, that's pretty significant since that warrant led to the Mueller investigation. None of it would have happened. Why? Because all the evidence was fake. Well, what evidence? The only evidence they had was the Steele dossier. And Rosenstein actually said, and I'm going to play you a second clip coming up, admitted under oath, okay, well, yeah, the Democrats made that up. So there was never any evidence of Russia of any kind, anything. No. The guy who signed off on all the investigations that have dominated the news for 3.5 years now says those investigations should have never happened. Yeah. Why? Because there was no evidence, and what evidence there was falsified, created by the Democrats, pushed by an FBI that was told by the guy who gave the author of the dossier the information. It was fake. They knew it was fake. They lied to the courts and Rosenstein signed off on it. So what Rosenstein just said here was Russia should have never happened. It was never real. In fact, there was evidence that Trump was innocent when we launched it. I would love to know what percentage of the population knows this. You think it's as high as 5? Anyway, no, just paying attention because the country's burning, which I tend to think the timing of it is awfully suspicious. Meanwhile, if your child is into Legos, you might want to buy some now before they're gone. If you've bought your boys' Lego kits, and I have in recent years, you know a lot of them have firefighters, police figures, that kind of thing. Like, you know, police rescue, that kind of thing. Yeah, those may not be around much longer. Lego has asked retailers to pull promotional materials for Lego sets that include, are you ready for this, police figures, firefighters, and accessories in response to the death of George Floyd. Specifically, the Lego City Police Station, Fire Station, Police Dog Unit, Patrol Car, Fire Plane, Mobile Command Center, Police Highway Arrest, and many more. Because they are things of horror now and cannot be seen in public. Even the Lego City Donut Shop opening sets, which includes police officer Duke Detain, and Crook minifigures. Role play items, including a police handcuffs and badge set, an adult builder Lego creator version of the White House. The White House is a thing of horror. It cannot be seen again until a Democrat occupies it. Were removed from the list. Well, the left is not happy. No, they're not happy. Because Lego said they were only removing the promotion of these items, not the actual items. They want the Legos gone. The Insider website reported that while Lego's decision is being praised, they always want more, some are critical because they believe it's only temporary. People are reading this tweet as if they're pulling police-based Lego products. They're not. They're temporarily pausing their advertising of such products, one tweet read. It's not clear yet if that means the company plans to pull the products off the market. Yeah. Okay, so police can no longer be seen. You're gonna have to strip that from children's toy product. Maybe they can just make riot gear Legos, complete with Antifa hood, burning buildings. Those actually might be more popular. Kids like to burn stuff, destroy stuff generally. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to replace him with. White House, don't promote the White House Lego sets. Too controversial. Are you kidding me? Half this country supports this president, but we increasingly have no voice. It's pretty bad, folks. When one of the largest government welfare recipients in the country, you want to talk about a welfare recipient? Good God, Elon Musk. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And he's cracking up. I don't know what the deal with him is. Maybe he just can't take it anymore. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk just tweeted at Jeff Bezos, listen to this, time to break up Amazon. But he's not wrong. You know what the company just did? They just banned Alex Berenson's book, Unreported Truths About COVID-19. Okay. So Berenson wrote a Kindle edition book, you know, one of those short books people write now. And if you follow Berenson's Twitter feed, it is packed with facts on COVID-19. He was one of the first to debunk the death totals. And what is significant about Alex Berenson? He's not an activist. He's a former New York Times reporter who's being silenced. The book was called Unpublished Truths About COVID-19 and Lockdowns. I tried to find it on Amazon this morning, and as of about an hour and a half ago, it's not there. He had listed it, and Amazon pulled it. Former New York Times reporter, but it doesn't fit the narrative. Is Elon Musk right? Time to break up Amazon? But the censorship is unbelievable. If it doesn't fit the narrative, it cannot be seen. Whether it's a police officer in a Lego set or the truth about COVID-19. By the way, Alex Berenson nailed it on COVID-19. He got the death rates right. The mainstream media missed it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.